Most recently, Jackson County will charge prisoners room and board for their stays in the county jail beginning January 1st. And in La Crosse County, Sheriff Mike Weisenberger is thinking about the same thing. Weisenberger says he'd probably recommend charging inmates $20 for their first day and five or so after that. It costs about $55 a day to house a prisoner in the county jail.
Obviously, trying to get that money out of some of the inmates is impossible, and then you have to look at small claims, etc. Where we're looking at trying to have them support themselves a little bit by paying for their possibly their meals or their room or whatever, so that there is some generation of funds into the county for it.
Weisenberger says his decision to recommend charging inmates may hinge on how much extra work it causes for jail staff. Jackson County Sheriff Rich Young will charge inmates a rate similar to what Weisenberger is contemplating. Young says collecting the money shouldn't be time-consuming.
We currently obviously have medical expenses, canteen expenses, restitution amounts, child care. We pay their bills. We do all that stuff for them now at no charge. So it's really not adding that much more to the financial paperwork we already do.
Young says options to collect for non-payment include judgments and tax intercepts. He says if even half pay, it'll be worth it to taxpayers. The president of the Badger Sheriff's Association says his collection rate is 40% to 50%. Sheriff Dean Meyer in Rusk County says that's pretty good.
Obviously, we would like 100% collection, but that isn't happening. But it's just in the last 2 years alone in our small county, we've generated right about $80,000 in 2 years. So for a small county jail, that's not too bad.
Meyer says the ability to charge prisoners in county jails has been around since 1995. He estimates about 20 or so counties in Wisconsin are now doing it. He says the paperwork isn't difficult, and most find it financially beneficial. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.